Stella was bored to death with South Beach. Not one celebrity spotted in days. She was tired of her mood, lunching on vegan food. She was tired of just soaking up her rays. Then she saw him pull up to the stoplight in an old ragtop that she couldn't name. He said, hop inside, I'm heading south, take a ride. I'm just the next man that you're gonna blame. U.S. 1, heading down U.S. 1.
Lenny said, how about lunch in Key Largo? There's a fish sandwich place down the road. Kinda out of the sticks, but we can be back by six. Never leave our area code. Well, geography wasn't her strong point. She'd never been past the Dadeland Mall. So they stopped on the way. Lenny was happy to pay for her new thong and purple beach ball.
Echoing, talking, talking, cruising on a weekend bus. Really talking, talking, doing it just because. Having too much fun. Turn back, they're explorers in a hot rod Ford. They count at CC birds, star, star, stop, 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 well, cuckoos, first, monotonically, they cut up corridor. Stop, stop. What was this? Somewhere went it for the 7 mile bridge. He said, Bella, do you want to see the rest? She said, I haven't a care, Lenny, just take me there. And drew all the way to get a key.
Well, she never seen anything like it. In all of her 26 years, Bella was feeling the groove, Lenny was making his move. They were quite a pair of pioneers.
They go in talking, cruising down U.S. 1.
What do we do then? Rev it up and jump that buggy to Havana.